My name is Tetsia Aurelian, Tetsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Naomi M. Farmer, N-A-O-M-I, middle initial M, last name F-A-R-M-E-R. This dictation was done on October 13, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has remained stable and is most likely related to cardiorenal syndrome. Secondary to CHF, atrial fibrillation, status post recent ablation and Watchman procedure, period, nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, as well as obesity also play a role, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 31 from 22, creatinine of 1.6 from 1.4, and a GFR of 32 from 38. Period, there is no significant activity in the urinary sediments. Mild pyuria is seen, however, the patient is asymptomatic and the culture is negative. Period, there is no evidence of either selective or non-selective proteinuria. Period. We will continue to monitor the patient to continue this, the current regimen. Period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with the A1C of 5.7%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 142 over 60. She is euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C. She has lost 2 pounds since the last visit and has a BMI of 29. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Which is very well controlled with the current regimen of pravastatin. Next line, iron deficiency without anemia. Her HNH is 12 and 34.9% from 10.6 and 32.8%. We recommended that she takes her iron supplements, new iron, one tablet daily. However, the patient reports episodes of nausea with the iron supplements. Period. We recommend that if she takes it at least one tablet every other day to prevent anemia. Period. Next line, constipation. As per the recent KUB, the patient states she takes Miralax every other day. We recommend that she takes the Miralax twice a day on the days that she does take it to improve the constipation. Period. Next line. CHF / AFib. She is currently on Eliquis and follows up with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Period. She is status post recent ablation and Watchman procedure since the last visit by Dr. Hyker, H-Y-K-A-R, and Port Charlotte, period. She has an upcoming TEE on the 24th of October and a follow-up appointment with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, on the 26th. period. Low sodium diet of 2 grams and fluid restriction of 40 ounces is recommended, period. Next line, Raynaud's syndrome, R-A-Y-N-A-U-D, apostrophe S syndrome. Next line, osteoarthritis, degenerative joint disease of the bilateral hips and sacroiliac joints noted on the KUV. The patient is aware that she is not supposed to take, that she is not supposed to take NSAIDs, period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work. And